This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
This is RÚV English Radio. Hello, I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. I'm back on the island of Grímsey today, just off the north coast of Iceland. And something that caught my attention was the Gullsólar shop, which is right in the centre of Sandvík, right in the centre of the town. It's maybe one of the first things you see when you come off the ferry, certainly. And in that shop, a variety of arts and crafts, all made by people either on the island of Grímsey or with a connection to the island. And Anna Maria is here to tell me about that. So the gallery and the shop, as I say, right at the centre of the community here, bringing together artworks from different people.
Yes. We have a lot of wool sweaters, wool mittens, hats, and we have like t-shirt that is the Women's Association makes.
And which you're wearing, yes.
I'm wearing one, and I have many of them. And yeah, we have like something with Grímsey on it, and we have like caps, what do you call it?
Hats,
yeah, and everything like that. And then there's our artist here named Henning. He is, makes ceramic, and he also crafts lunda or puffin with wood. And he, yeah, and he also has a small studio, but he's not home right now, so you can't talk to him. But he's 75 years old.
Okay.
He was a fisherman, and he stopped that. Then he made beautiful things with his hands, and we have been selling from him for years.
And I know that here on in Iceland generally, but especially here on Grímsey, everyone has two or three or four different jobs, don't they?
Yeah, or more. I have more than that, but yeah, who's counting?
You run the post office too?
I run the post office. I have a swimming pool.
Okay.
I also work at the harbour with my forklift, taken off and put on loads.
So you were on the ferry with me today?
Well, no, I'm on the harbour.
You're on this
side? Yeah,
okay.
I was taking the line. And
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, that we do a lot of things for the Akureyrarbæ.
Yes.
Like we're snow plowing the roads, and we take the trash and everything on the trash site. And yeah, we do a lot of other things, yeah.
So lots of people, along with the, you might call their day jobs, they are also craftspeople. They make art as well.
Yeah, some of them do, yeah. I mean, like on the, we call it the egg season in May. We also, like I do that, I blow out the egg yolks out of the eggs that are not perfect or get ruined instead of throwing it away. So we sell that like in the handcraft house. The beautiful common Murray eggs. And I mean, I make postcards and magnets on refrigerator. Ice cream, yeah. No, but yeah, so we do a lot of other kinds, yeah.
None of it's mass-produced, though. It's all genuine, it's authentic, and as you say, the artists all either live here or have a connection to the island.
Yes, yeah, somehow. But I take, like, the photos of the postcards, and there's a guy in Akureyri who makes them for me. I cannot do that.
You don't cut the card, yeah?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is good that some other people can also get a job from doing
for
something
sure.
for us, yeah.
And when people come to the island, as they do in greater numbers, it seems, do they like being able to get something authentic?
Yes, they do. They do. And also, we have the certificate that people, they say they have crossed the line.
Yes.
Or crossed the Arctic Circle line.
Yeah.
And we have it that was made here from when Grímsey was not under Akureyri. And then the government here, or Hreppsnefndin, they had made a card that said, you have crossed over the Arctic Circle line or something like that. I can't remember the
I think that happened because I visited Grímsey a very long time ago. And we flew on that occasion.
Yeah.
And right next to the airport here is where the Arctic Circle used to be, because it moves, doesn't it?
And is the old sign is still there.
It's still there.
Yeah. With London, New York, Moscow, Tokyo or something. Yeah, and we have it there because in the wintertime, the ferry doesn't just stop maybe 1.5 hours. And people can't, if they are not fast runner, they can't go all the way to the ball. But so we have that sign up, and people are happy to go there.
I did see on the road earlier there were some people who are hiking up towards Orbis y Globus, which is the concrete ball, the artwork that shows where the Arctic Circle now is. That's going to get pushed off the edge of the island one day, isn't it?
2047, I think.
Yeah. So the old Arctic Circle sign is still there. Yeah. It's pretty close.
It is. Yeah, it just takes you 15 minutes from the harbour to walk there.
And it's right next to the airport as well.
Yeah,
if that's
behind the last house on Iceland.
Yes.
Not just in Grímsey, of course, but on Iceland.
Which is the guest house, isn't it?
Which is guest house Bowser.
I've got one of those certificates somewhere. I have to dig it out. And I'm sure there's a photo of me standing next to that sign as well.
Yeah, but if you got with the flight has always had their own. But you should go to the handicraft house and get one authentic.
I think it's one.
Because that is the same one that was made 1957.
Okay.
But of course, we have been doing more of them. Because, of course, we try to sell them. Yeah. Yes.
Now, the lopapeysa, the jumpers that you sell, a lot of people come to Iceland and want to leave with one of those. Some of them aren't authentic. Some of them aren't made in Iceland. Some are better than others. Yours are pretty good.
Ours are all handmade. We don't make them in China. We don't.
You make them here?
It's made on the island or from people with connection to the island. Yes. Maybe in Akureyri, they have a relation to here or something. And yeah, because today in the wintertime, we're just 6 to 7 women on the island. And none of the guys are still knitting. At least there are two or three that we knit. I'm not good at it, but I do something else. Yeah, but like the lady who's working down there now, she is a good knitter. And she,
I know on Hrísey Island, which is quite close to where we are, there are men who knit.
Yeah.
It's not a habit that men are picking up on Grímsey yet?
No. Yet? They are too much. No, they are all fishermen. And they just, well, most of them, and they are just making the thing for the boats when they're home.
They're too busy.
Yeah. Or just when they're home, they go early in bed, because in the wintertime, they go out to the ocean at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So they go to bed 8 to 10. So, yeah.
Are you seeing more visitors now then? Because, of course, with the gallery where it is, right in the heart of the town and the island, and it's the first thing that people see more or less when they come off the ferry, are you seeing more visitors?
Yeah, I mean, it has been increasing last 10 years. And now we get about 45 to... Yeah, I think it was supposed to be 47 or 8 small cruise ships that comes to Grímsey this year. I think maybe 6 didn't come because of the weather. But like last year, I think it was supposed to be 52, but at least 10 didn't come because of the weather. But the weather this summer was very good. And, well, I mean, of course, a few days there was not. But, yeah, if there is a very good weather, the people come and sit out and buy maybe coffee or waffle or something. And in the cold weather, they buy more knittings, you know, hats, you know, something for hands or lopapeysa or
And they are coming in the winter. Hatla at Arctic Trip, who I met on this trip, says that too, that even in the darkest days of winter, at least one or two people on the ferry will be a tourist.
Yeah, and that is why I was telling about the first Arctic Circle sign, because the ferry just stops for 1.5 to 2 hours, depends on how when they come. They always leave 2 o'clock, so the people have to run. And yeah, there was many trips this winter that was always some people on coming. And I always say the people are missing out in the wintertime, not stop to enjoy Grímsey. And I mean, there are 3 guest houses and there have been a lot of people staying all year, you know, in the summertime. And not so many. It's funny, after 5th of August or when the Vestlumannhelgin is...
The Merchants' Weekend.
Yeah. Then the puffin is going.
Yeah, the puffins almost seem to know that it's the Merchants' Weekend, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. They come 10th to 14th of April and they leave 10th to 14th of August.
Yes.
So, yeah, there were few of them still here 16th of August, but few.
Well, we're having a conversation at the end of August. Do you feel that the seasons are about to change, that the pace of life on the island's going to change?
The pace of life is now wintertime. We are getting fewer people, I mean, here home, because now the school has started and everything like that. So, yeah, the winter. We say the wintertime is, of course, it's not wintertime, but winter season is on.
But mentally, you've made the switch?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you get to the mainland much? Or do you need to go to the mainland much?
Well, actually, I am going to the mainland today because I have some thing with the hospital about sleeping something. So I'm going there, yeah. And this weekend, I was in school in Akureyri. And we are meeting because it's 40 years since we stopped in the high school. So
A reunion.
A reunion, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we need to, of course, to go to a bank or, you know, just something. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But technology must have made life on the island much easier to be so well connected electronically.
Yes, it does. And we have fine internet and everything like that. But still, something you need to have eye to eye. You know, not just over the phone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting 4G on my phone right now. I think your phone was ringing a couple of seconds ago as well. So there's no problem with any of that.
And
does that make it easier, do you think, for people who want to stay on the island? I don't know if there are any young people or children here, but is it easier now to live here than it would have been 50 years ago?
Yes, of course. I've just been here for 35 years.
Okay.
So,
just 35 years.
Just 35. I've just come here and I was going to stay for 3 months.
Where did you come from?
I came originally from Reykjavik, but then I moved to Akureyri. And I came here to teach dance for my dad. He couldn't go. He is a dance instructor. And he couldn't come, so he sent me because I've been teaching with him since I was 5 years old. And I met a boy and I moved here 1 month later. Sorry, but So I thought maybe, then I was in Reykjavik. I said, well, maybe I will just stay here for 3 months and take him to Reykjavik. Thank goodness we didn't go, because I would never, ever want to stay there. My family is there, but I would not make it to live in Reykjavik.
Really?
No.
So when you moved here, did it all fall into place quickly?
Yeah, it did. And of course, I got a little homesick first. I mean, that is just... But then we moved to Egilstad for 1.5 years, and I wanted to go back.
So you're very happy here now?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I just love it. It's peaceful. Of course, I have a lot of work to do, I love that. Mm-hmm. Because I could not stay in one stop all day. That would not be me from 8 to 5 sit down.
Yes.
I have to be multiple things.
Well, we saw you earlier delivering the mail.
Yeah, I was delivering the mail and then taking the thing out of the ferry. And if I was not going to the mainland, I would be working on the swimming pool, opening hours today. And so,
The swimming pool here, we've not talked about that yet. It is an indoor pool because there is no geothermal energy on the island.
Yes, it's inside pool, and we use the extra heat from the electric station to heat up the swimming pool.
The generator.
It's inside pool. It was open 1989, and it was made. There was two kids who drowned here from the same family, different year, and the father and mother started a swimming pool foundation. And every year the fishermen went out to the ocean and gave all the money from that fishing day to that swimming pool. And they helped raising it and building it and everything like that. And 89 was opened and it's 12.5 meter long, 7 meter wide. And now we also have hot pots and cold pot.
And the cold pot.
And cold pot. And also a sauna. So, yeah, we have, of course, it's inside because we don't have anything to heat it up except that.
Yeah.
So I always put something cover over it so the moist won't break down the house. It has almost did that once. So Akureyri rebuilt that 11 years ago. The roof was pretty bad, but now it's very good.
Yeah. Does everyone use the pool here?
No, but it's just the same as in Iceland. Not everybody goes to the swimming pool, but it's always the same.
It does.
I mean, I go once in a while when I'm in Akureyri or something, but it's always the same group that comes.
Yeah.
And then tourists comes, and outside the swimming pool is the tent place, the camping ground.
I'm really grateful for your time today because I've sat down with you and realized how busy you are, how many hats you wear, how many jobs you do, so I'm going to let you get on with that. The gallery that we mentioned, very hard to miss. You'll see it as soon as you come off the ferry here. And that's open, I think, till 5 o'clock each day?
Yeah, it's opening when the ferry comes until it leaves.
Okay.
So, and then always we have like if somebody's coming and they can always just call us, we're open for them if they're not on the opening hour.
Because someone will be around.
Yeah, always. We at least we try. We always try, and we're always happy to open for people.
Fantastic. Anna Maria, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for coming.
It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.